more listings.
Sound unit, which most people don't, but I do, and
it's like going to a chiropractor, you know, a quackopractor. You get relief, you know, by the time you leave the office, but by the time you get home, it's back. But in all honesty, all she said was the doctor, I said, what's it look like down there after they did an MRI several years ago? And she says, oh, it looks sort of like a car wreck, and so does your neck. So that's about all I know about it. I just wondered if there was some new discovery where they could treat me. I imagine it's wore out because I was on concrete. I worked for 50 years in maintenance, electrician, electronics. Did a lot of climbing and worked on overhead cranes and everything else up high. So I had a lot of wear and tear on the old body. Over.
W2 T-Mobile.
Eric, this is 87LT in the group.
W2T, I'm just getting in here to throw my call in, see where things were going. Go ahead and pick it up and pass it on around, and good morning to Tom and everybody else that might be in here.
Well, we were just talking about Tom's back. So, to pick up where I left off, Tom, you've got inflammatory arthritis, and you've got non-inflammatory or osteoarthritis. Now, that's important for you, especially because you're taking meloxicam, which is an anti-inflammatory medication. Now, they've done studies where they would compare Tylenol to things like meloxicam or ibuprofen, because Tylenol is not an anti-inflammatory. It is a pure analgesic. It just relieves the pain. And whereas ibuprofen, for instance, also has analgesic capability, but it's also an anti-inflammatory. And in people with osteoarthritis who were blinded to that study and didn't know which pill they were getting, the Tylenol was just as effective as the non-steroidals because their osteoarthritis had no inflammatory component to it. And that part of the treatment arm of the benefit from taking an anti-inflammatory was lost to them because they didn't have inflammatory arthritis. Why is that important to you? Because non-steroidal drugs, like you say, cause GI upset as a side effect, and they can also kill your kidneys. That often worries me more than the GI side effects, although some people will develop GI bleeding from taking too much Motrin. What worries me is someone in the age range of 70, our organs are beginning to wear out, and if you don't have a lot of renal function left and you accelerate your renal function loss by taking protracted courses of non-steroidal drugs, you could end up on dialysis, and that's no day at the beach. So all of my patients, I always tend to try to, at my age and older, in the mid-60s and on, is tell them to stay away from the non-steroidal drugs for osteoarthritis, just take Tylenol. Because if it's not been proven to be any more beneficial to take a non-steroidal, why would you take a drug that can cause side effects but give no additional benefits? That doesn't make a lot of sense. So that's the first part of your equation. Now, there are other treatments. I can tell you about my back. I don't know whether it would apply to you, but it might.
I would say this. I had a friend back up in Kansas. His wife worked at a Missouri renal clinic, and she says, stay away from the ibuprofen. She says, almost everyone that comes in there had been taking mega doses of ibuprofen. I even had one friend that was taking 600 milligrams at a time several times a day. And one question you might answer after Rusty hollers here, and Rusty, I called for you a while ago, good morning, is that meloxicam, is that an NSAID? That would be a question I have. But I take a 1,000 I take one sleepy time Tylenol and one regular one before I go to bed. And then, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll take another 1,000. And I think 4,000 is the max. So I do take that for the pain. And it does seem to help. And then I take a meloxicam with my meal at breakfast. Mr. Rusty. Good to hear you. W2T N0TR.
Okay, y'all talking about things that I have to worry about too, because I have osteoarthritis all in my back. But I don't take anything for it unless I need something, and then I have something that's in the Aleve family, but it's not Aleve, because Aleve personally doesn't do me any good, and I don't take a lot of ibuprofen myself. You know, if I need something for pain, I'll take a little bit of extra strength Tylenol, but that's about it. I'll be back in a minute. I've got to make one quick stop here. Got to go pay a bill and then go get my ears lowered here shortly. Be back in a minute. W2T.
WU2T. This is, and the group, this is 87LT. Well, your answer about meloxicam is yes, it is a non-steroidal drug. Now then, if I'm not mistaken, the meloxicam is supposed to be, that's the one that's either 7.5 milligrams or 15 milligrams per tablet. It has less impact on your stomach lining at the 7.5 dosage strength. If you take 15, then the GI side effects are no better than just taking ibuprofen. Whether that applies to the kidneys, I can't say, but it may. But it is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It's less of the prostaglandin inhibition at the lower dose. But that's splitting hairs. It's still like a kid from a family on the wrong side of the railroad tracks. You still want to take precautions about letting him date your daughter, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I'll just add this about the back. You know, I developed sciatica 3-4 years ago on the left side. Felt like somebody had driven a railroad spike into my left buttock, and I was getting some radiation down the back of the thigh. And make a long story short, I went to a spinal surgeon, and he got an MRI and showed me the bulging disc and showed me all the arthritis. And he said, well, I'm going to send you to physical therapy for a month, but you'll be back for surgery, so you might as well brace yourself. So I went to physical therapy for a month, and the pain went away. I was quite pleased. Nobody wants to go under the knife. Well, bless that, about a year or so after that, same thing happened on the right side. I started having, you know, the old railroad spike in the right buttock, running down the right thigh, and even into the foot. And I'm like, well, no need to go back to the surgeon. I'll just get my internist to refer me for physical therapy. So I went back to Jessica again. And, she made it worse. Every time I get through with a PT treatment, I'd have to crawl back to the truck. It was at one point almost tearful. The pain was so intense. I went back to the final session of PT, and I said, let me ask you something, Jessica. I said, oh, how come this is not working? And she says, the muscles are so spastic, I can't get everything relaxed and stretched out. And she said, I'm sorry, it just hasn't helped. And I said, what about an inversion table? And she said, oh, good gosh, yes. I said, that just relaxes everything. And I had to think to myself, well, why in the heck have I been coming over here, her working on all these muscle groups, and it's not working when I can relax everything in my spine by getting on an inversion table? I went over to Relax the Back Store and bought a Teeter reversion table. It's a Contour L5, I believe. And I get on that thing once a day, sometimes twice a day if I'm symptomatic. And I don't hang up completely vertical on it. I just go down about 45 degrees past horizontal, arms over my head, and that thing stretches my spine. And my pain goes away. And of late, I've added to that therapy. I've lost about 12 pounds of weight from some exercise, walking I've been doing every day. And because of the weight loss, I'm sure has had a big impact on the wear and tear on my back. I haven't really been having to get on the inversion table of late, but when it begins to twinge a little bit, I can go down there for 6 minutes on that inversion table, 45 minutes, and my pain is gone. So take that for what it is. Now, you know, with congestive failure, you need to talk to your internist, you need to talk to your cardiologist. But, you know, like I say, the inverting is, you know, you select the angle, and you don't have to hang vertically upside down. You just a little bit past horizontal to start getting some gentle stretching. But we spend our entire life pound, 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 walking around vertically, compressing our spine with every step, but we never stretch, stretch, stretch it the other way, which can, I think, benefit the spine by putting that gentle traction on it. And they also make a horizontal back stretcher, which is kind of like the old medieval torture rack, and it works well, too. I just prefer the inversions. I've got one of each. But it's just a thing that lays on the floor, and you just kind of roll over onto it, and it grabs your ankles just like the inversion table does, but you just got a little ratchet handle on the side, and you just put some gentle posts swing out under your armpits to hold you and anchor you there, and then it just stretches your lower spine. They even have a version of it that also stretches your neck at the same time, but just putting a little gentle traction for a few minutes, once or twice a day, and there are a lot of people really swear by those inversion tables. I know one guy bought two of them, put one in his office. It works so well, so he could have a treatment at noon when he goes on his lunch break. So that's what I do. And I don't know whether I can recommend that for you or not. I haven't treated you, of course, haven't examined you, but it is something you can ask your doctor about.
W2G on the road again.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that immensely. This is N0TR. Yeah, that meloxicam is 15 milligrams. I just started taking it a few days ago. Bernice said that she read that it takes about 2 weeks for it to take effect, but I'm leery of it. And they said it was easier on the stomach and that it would last 8 hours, or no, 24 hours. You just take one a day. So I thought, well, it's not as bad as ibuprofen, but it sounds to me like it is. Well, I tried the inversion table, and I screamed just as soon as I went over center. My daughter had one. I don't think I could stand that. And I do have that one that you lay on the floor, though, and got the ratchet, and I'd forgotten about that, so I'm glad you brought that up. And Bernice has got one for her neck, which looks like a car wreck. This old rare disease, AGE, really sucks at times. I'll tell you for sure. You're going to have to send me a bill, Dan. And next time I won't even mention medical things, but wow, really appreciate it. And Rusty, we talked earlier with Dan, and it was really enjoyable. Well, Dan, I don't know where you're headed back up to, but I know you're on the road for a little while, and it's been great talking to you. We're sitting here in the driveway and just enjoying learning things. You take care. 73's my friend, and hope to meet you one day and come up here and visit the chickens, my girls out back, as we call them. maybe do a little target shooting or something out back. You guys all take care, and I'll turn it over to Rusty. Have a good day, Rusty. W2T in 0TR. I'll be clear on everyone's final.
Okay, I didn't get a whole lot of that. You were breaking up pretty bad on that first part of that transmission, so I didn't get that. Anyway, Dan, good to meet you. And I'm just headed on up here where I'm going to go. I'm going to sit out here in the car for just a short time, and then I'm going to go inside where it's a little warmer. My haircut's not till 12:30, but I figure if I get there early, she may be ahead of schedule and get me in early, so I'll find out. Anyway, go ahead, Dan, W2 T-Mobile.
W2T and the group 87LT. Tom, my pleasure. Meloxicam, just to answer one other question, it is a anti-inflammatory. There's no magic about it. It works the same way as Aleve. It works the same way as ibuprofen. But the once-a-day issue is because it has to do with what we call pharmacodynamics. In other words, if you're familiar with nuclear physics at all, every drug has a half-life, just like uranium has a half-life in terms of its radioactivity. And the half-life is, let's say you take a quart of a drug, is how long does it take there to be a half a quart left in your body? That's the half-life of the drug. And drugs with long half-lives, like meloxicam, take a long time to start working, but they also take a long time to wear off. Drugs like Motrin, which have a short half-life, hit you fast, wear off fast. And you have to take them often three or four times a day to keep your blood levels up to a therapeutic level, whereas meloxicam's once a day, and after you've been on it for three to four half-lives, it reaches a steady state, and then you get your maximum benefit. So there's nothing magic about meloxicam. It's not stronger. It just has to do with the half-life of the drug. And that applies to all drugs. Drugs that you can take once a day for your blood pressure have long half-lives, so they may take several days to start really lowering the blood pressure, but if you miss a pill, you still got some coverage, whereas if it's an immediate-acting blood pressure pill, like the old Procardia, nifedipine, or whatever it was, those drugs you would have to take sometimes two or three times a day. Clonidine is one of those, and they don't do well for controlling people's blood pressure because people whose blood pressure is dropping and spike between doses can have a stroke or something. So we all like the long-acting medications for blood pressure control, but they take several days usually to start working and then several days to quit. That's the long and short of it, brother. You have a good one. I'm right here at the house. Let me get inside. I got a meeting to get ready for. So, N0TR in the group, 87LT clear.
Tom is already gone, and nice to meet you and talk to you about things. And maybe I'll have to have another discussion with you another day. All right, and the call, like you said, is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, or as all my friends say, I'm wound up too tight. Talk to you later, W2T